You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca. Former University of Alberta Golden Bear, played in the NFL for five seasons, and now with the Edmonton Elks on the O-line, Carter O'Donnell. Join us, Carter. Welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Good. Thanks, Jason. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm excellent. Kind of a little bit of full circle football for you, of course. Coming back to Alberta after a stint in the NFL where obviously injuries, I think, played a big role in it. Going from you, and we'll get to the Elks in a second, but going from, you know, U Sport to the NFL and, you know, as an offensive lineman, yard off the ball, now there's no gap. Is it easier to go from 1 yard off the ball to no yards off the ball, or is it harder? Which way is like an easier transition for an offensive lineman?
I think it's just different, you know. I would say the yard helps you get to your spot a little, easier, but kind of able to get to that spot quicker, but you know, the D lineman also gets to get more kind of steps on the ground, so you can build up like a little bit of a head of steam on you. So they're just kind of different, you know.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. And so, you know, you've played both, and obviously you excelled at both. You play at the highest level. You come back here now, and you know, to join a team, I think you had a week of practice, and then boom, you get right in there. Obviously, you know, players want to play. The play calling, because you've been a pro for so long, is it easy to pick up an offense, or is it that much different because you go to the play calling, you know, the quicker time clock? Like, was it a big adjustment coming just back to the style of the CFL?
Yeah, a bit. I have to remember, like, when I get down there and it's second down, I'm like, oh, this is the last one. Like, this is the pass down. I got to remember, you know, not to stay on the field for that extra down. But, other than that, like, I've been, I was training kind of the whole time, getting ready to kind of go join a team for, you know, camp or into the season there. So, I kept my body ready the whole time, you know, stay ready so you don't have to get ready kind of thing.
Chris Morris told me, and he, of course, coached you at the U of A, and I remember at the time, he goes, I never seen an offensive lineman move like Carter did. Like, just, where did that come from? Like, how did you get to be so agile?
I don't know. I think it's kind of one of those things you're born with. And then, you know, I always took a very serious approach to training, so I think that's always important, and you know, obviously, he feels really good to have high praise from Chris Morris there. So,
now, what about as a young athlete? What other sports did you play other than football?
I played baseball a lot growing up. Kind of stopped playing once I got into high school. Started to wrestle. Really liked wrestling, but then. After my grade 10 year, the coach left. So then I kind of just focused on football, and then I really kind of found my passion for kind of like working out, lifting, and yeah.
So did you really not play football until high school?
No, I did. I played I think it was grade 6.
Oh, okay. And were you, yeah. Now, did you play any other positions other than O-line? Did you play D-line? Did you play anything else?
Yeah, I played pretty much both lines growing up, especially as kind of when you're on that senior level or like the higher age group growing up. Okay. And in high school, like my last year, it was like offense, defense. I think I was on all special teams minus maybe kick return, I think. So, yeah.
Now, when you you weren't selected in the NFL draft, but you signed as a free agent right after the draft by Indianapolis. Take me through kind of, you know, that period, you know, guy undrafted. We're seeing more Canadians now than ever go to the National Football League. And what was the biggest eye-opener your first day when you went to Colts camp?
I'd say the, you know, like when I was playing in U Sports there at U of A, there's, you know, some good athletes for sure. But down there, just the volume of like everybody's this very elite level athlete. And you got to be doesn't matter who it is, if it's the starter or whoever, like, you got to be on your game. You got, you know, you got to take good steps. You got to put yourself in the best position possible. I mean, you really need to have a close attention to detail on a lot of your technique. I think I kind of got away with some stuff when I was playing at U of A there, just being so much stronger and athletic than some of the guys. But once you get guys that are, you know, some of the best in the world, you really have to be very detail-orientated on your technique and kind of the play and your approach to it.
So let's dig into that a little bit. When you talk about your technique and what you could get away with, because you're just, you know, you're bigger, you're stronger, you're more athletic than a lot of the people in U Sport. When you went up there, what are some of the small technical things that you're just, okay, I've really got to maybe sharpen these up or hone in on? What specifically were those things?
I'd say for run game, like making sure your first two steps are in the right spot. You know, you can't step too far underneath yourself. You know, that those couple little inches can really put you in a bad spot. And then I'd say, you know, same thing in the passing game. If you're taking your set, you know, if you're a tackle or a guard and you're setting a three technique or, you know, a seven, you got to make sure you're kind of like, you can visualize the middle of the cylinder, the D line and that middle of the cylinder in line where he wants to go to the quarterback. And putting yourself kind of in that line, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. No, totally makes sense. Like it's funny because I've talked to a lot of O-linemen over the years. Carter O'Donnell joins us. And I always joke, like, you got to be very cerebral to be a good offensive lineman because it's just as you described it, like, you got to pick up so many things so quickly against guys who are, you know, like, you're kind of naturally. I know when you run block, sure, it's a little different. You can be a little bit more offensive. But when you're pass blocking, you're on the defensive side, even though I know you're the offensive one. And to handle guys coming at you when you're backing up, like, it's a real skill set to see and think. And in a split second, like, you got to be so quick off the ball because the opposing guys are so quick off the ball. And then you got to see everything like that. And it's, you know, one hand movement where if all of a sudden, because some guy will slap your hand down, you don't want him to do it, and he does it. And then, like, when you're an offensive lineman, you think a guy's got you beat. What's your mindset at that point? Is it just, like, take a penalty, don't get the quarterback crushed? Or, like, when do you know when to say, well, geez, I just got to let it go because I don't want to take a penalty? How do you balance that in that literally split-second decision?
Yeah, there's a couple different trains of thought. Usually, like, in my head, if you know, if you get beat, you're kind of like, uh-oh, you know. And then just strain, kind of, like, strain as hard as you can to give – really give the play a chance to get going, like get the play started without getting a penalty. Because, you know, a lot of time you get that penalty, then now you're even in a worse spot. So you don't want to get the penalty, but you also need to kind of strain and kind of give it all you got just to kind of get the play going.
Carter O'Donnell joins. Carter, I don't know how much you knew about Justin Rankin before he joined the Elks this year, but, you know, he's a very dynamic back. He can make something out of nothing all the time. You give him a little hole and he's gone. When you block, like, do you have to block different at certain times? Like, no one say, hey, I got this guy and I know he's explosive here. Like, I only have to be, you know, in my right spot for a shorter period of time because then I know he'll hit the hole. Like, are those type of things going through your mind when you block for a certain running back compared to another one?
Not in my mind. Like, Rankins is an absolute dog, like a great player. When I go block for him, I'm just trying to strain and just give him his best opportunity to, you know, be successful on the play. So I'm just trying to, you know, just do my job, right? That's all I got to do. And I know he'll do his. So I'd say that's my approach.
Can you describe just how big of a relief and how good it is for the confidence of your team to close out that game? Because the previous two, like, you guys played really well for the vast majority of the game, and then you're just unable to close out. And that feels devastating. We're like, God, like, for 59 minutes, we're the better team. And then, boom, 1 minute happens and we lose the game. How important do you think it was for your team? And do you believe that winning tight games is something that, you know, requires a little bit of learning on how to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say, like, you know, there's so many plays in a football game. Obviously, the game concludes there at the end, but I think it's just being very consistent and out executing your opponent really throughout the game. I'm a big believer in, you know, games are not won, they're lost. So whoever makes the least amount of mistakes is usually the one that wins the game. So I think that game we were able to execute, get our jobs done, and come home with the win.
Carter, my understanding is that your wife, Courtney, pretty good rugby player. Of course, Team Canada, the national team, just went to the World Final and unfortunately came up short, but had an unbelievable performance right the way through it. Tell me, when I first watched rugby live when my sister, my younger sister, played at the U of A, and I was blown away. I'm like, oh my God, like this is really physical and super fast. What impresses you most about rugby?
Rugby, you know, maybe this might be the fat guy talking to me, but just how much they run.
Okay.
You know, you're going the whole time. There's no TV timeouts. There's no, you know, it's two halves. They're going the whole time running. There's no stoppage. The endurance, everything. Super proud of my wife and the rest of her teammates. Just a bunch of amazing women. Couldn't be prouder.
The fact, there's no helmets in rugby either, right? Like, your tackling has to be very sound to not get hurt in rugby. When you look at just like the difference techniques, have you ever just watched and be like, geez, you know what? Like, not that you're a tackler by any stretch of imagination, but how you engage, I know it's a completely different sport, but what do you make of like how rugby plays without really hardly any equipment compared to football?
Yeah, no, that's it's super impressive. Like, and then, you know, how beat up they get, you know, you don't see too many, you get the odd broken nose here or there, but, and black eye, but you know, rugby way more prevalent. I see in the tackling a much different technique, or well, I think they're kind of transitioning to it, or have in the last few years with football. But you know, getting, instead of putting your head in front of the ball carrier, they put their head in behind them so they don't catch, you know, anything to the side of the head, and do kind of that roll tackle, good form tackle around the legs, kind of the gator roll technique. So I noticed that stuff for sure.
Is Courtney ever line up in practice and take Carter down just, you know, to sharpen up her tackling skills?
I wouldn't want to get hurt, so I couldn't, I wouldn't want to do that.
Now, were you able to watch the game in the morning on Saturday?
I was, yeah.
Yeah. How much did you know about rugby before you met Courtney?
Pretty little. I remember I came out, and I played like a game or two in high school, and then decided to more focus on football. But I had a rough idea. But it's nice I can watch the games, and kind of my rugby knowledge has definitely increased in the last 5 years.
What is an off week this late in the season look like for you?
Right now, just getting the body healthy, getting physically prepared to play, I'd say, and just, see my wife. I haven't seen her in, since, I don't even know, like almost 2 months. So
what?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Well, she's been traveling. I've been out training.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is she back home yet?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she landed in this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. So you get a little, it's kind of perfect timing then for the bye week. You can hang out a little bit together.
Oh, yeah.
But will you go in? I know the bye week, like, I don't know what the rules are. If you choose on your own, could you go in and do film work this week, or is that just not allowed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure you can. That's
okay.
Definitely what I'm be doing here. We're able to, now, you know, you can watch it at home. You don't have to be in the facility to do stuff like that. I just kind of go in, you know, get treatment, get the body ready, keep the body ready, stuff like that.
Well, Carter, thanks so much for this. Enjoy the bye week. When you come out, it's a must-win game against Winnipeg and in front of what should be a very big crowd on the 11th, and it'll be a lot of fun, and hopefully your wife gets to watch you live in person for the first time in a while.
Yeah, no, for sure. Thank you.